This episode of On a Dark, Cold Night is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all have different capacities for social interactions. The moment I started respecting and watching my social meter, as though it were a health bar in a video game, I started learning how to take care of myself better. I thrive off of my alone time. Others thrive off of social time. We all have different needs. And therapy is a great way to give you the self-awareness to explore what yours are. Through therapy, I learned some skills, like how to remain calm when my social meter is running low, or how to find little moments of quiet time to breathe and recenter when I'm in prolonged social situations. If you're thinking of therapy, BetterHelp is a great way to get started. It's all online and designed to be flexible, convenient, and well-suited to your schedule. You fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you don't find your therapist to be a good fit, that's totally fine. You can switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/darkcold today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/darkcold. This is a good time to take a break for a breath together. Breathe in slowly and deeply. Pause here. And release the breath slowly and gently. Time for the theme song. Hello and good evening, one and all. You have come here tonight, or more aptly, I have come to you, to be entertained, to be calmed, perhaps, soothed, maybe. I don't know whether or not I can give you that, but I can try to entertain you. I might be able to do that tonight. Because, you see, I am your host, and I welcome you tonight to my show. This is a world of mystery, of wonders, of terrors, and of joys. This is a world of loneliness and isolation, as we all know now more than ever. But do we not see that now more than ever? It is also a world of connection and of joining together. I speak often of the act of reaching. I excel at the act of reaching, despite the fact that my arm's length is no more impressive than yours. I excel at the act of reaching across the false notions of time and distance. And now, we are all excelling at it, aren't we? As we should. What wonderful, glorious, soft, and kind little creatures we all are. Even I who has been cold and hard in the past, who sometimes finds myself wanting to be hard and cold even now. But I was once like you. I wish to be more like you.
and you are soft and kind. I know that. Deep down you are, no matter who you are. So let us all be together now. Keep reaching, my glorious, soft, kind little creatures. We will get through this world together.
Wait, wait, wait. This is not the tone I intended to take. Let me start again. I welcome you tonight to my show. I tell you again, my friends, that this is a world of mystery, of wonders, of terrors, and of joys. And I have got them all for you here tonight in my circus. My traveling show. It travels from ear to ear, from person to person, and it has creatures the likes of which you have heard of, but will never see. And you shall not see them tonight. But let me describe them to you. First, witness the one who started it all, the ghost at the bottom of the sea. See her. See the blue of her remaining skin. See the emptiness of her eyes. See the hollowness of her ribs as spectral fish swim in and out of them. Part of her just as are the bones of her fingers, reaching towards you, desperate to frighten you away. She longs to be alone. Let her be so. It is a vast and a wild open ocean. She shall have her own little corner of it, and she shall sing the whole time. I wish you'd believe me, I dare not deceive thee. I want you to leave me alone. See her, and remember that it was she I chose to introduce you to first. Isn't she the most monstrous of them all, perhaps? She who would rather terrify than connect. How like her I once was. How like her I often wish I could be, even still. See her, and be grateful upon remembering how terrible, cold, and dangerous the bottom of the sea is. To her, it is paradise. Now watch. My great power. Watch your ringmaster, as I should like you to envision me right now, as she makes her disappear. Poof! Who is next? Who should be next? Let me see. I could show you the old woman at the dinner party and make her disappear. But I think that would be too cruel of me. She was rooted in joy and love, that ghost, and I have no desire to resurrect her simply to make her disappear. She is sacrosanct to too many of my listeners, and to me too. So no, I have a soft spot for my beautiful vampire princess at the midnight ball. For her cruelty and her pained heart. But I won't resurrect her and make her disappear either, because she is far too fabulous. Powerful, beautiful, and vengeful. A woman, a creature after my own heart. I shall not touch her. What about the creature from the snow? The one with the beautiful face and the lovely smile. Should I resurrect him for you now? What about the vicious pirate whose victims found him on a deserted island?
What about this collectible I found in my travels? What about that one? Who did you like the most? Who did you love? Who do you want me to resurrect for you? No. None of them. I am ashamed that I couldn't recall one to tell you about today. I felt I had perhaps one more chance to tell you a story. A story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I wanted so very desperately to give you something like that. Something about stories that have nothing to do with me, or with our writer, or anything like that. Something with characters who you do not know yet, and could grow to love, and see their stories unfold before your eyes. But I do not have that tonight. The plan was to speak to you directly, and tell you more about me, because it is the last time, at least for a little while, that I'll be able to do so. So I wanted you to stay with me. I hope you don't mind. I will miss you, my sweet friends. Even if our break is only for a little while. How dependent I have become on your listening ears every single week. You are my connection to the world. Who am I without you? We'll find that out later, I think. Instead, just for now, let me introduce you to the moon. I want you to look at it. If you can, actually, in reality, then by all means, please do. Please, please do. I don't know what it looks like where you are, but where I am, it is half full and it is very orange. I want you to look at it, either now or in your mind's eye, or later when it is night where you are. Look at it. I'm looking at it now. Believe in that. Believe in it because it is absolutely true. Well, to be completely honest, it is true at times. Right now it's hidden. It's not the direction that my poor little balcony is facing, but I tried to look out at the moon, I promise. Anyway, the point is that I want you to believe that I looked at the moon tonight. Believe in it. Even if I am false, that is true. Thank you. And now, simply because sometimes the notion of power and strength makes me feel a bit more alive, a bit more excited, and perhaps even brings out the darker side of me. For recall, there is a dark side of me. I've been hiding it for a while, but here it is now. Anyway, now, simply because I wish to, I shall make the moon disappear. Poof. It is gone. Sorry, I had to. Just to see if I could. Next. Next? What? No volunteers? I should tell you a little something first, perhaps. Let me share with you what's going on at the moment in my own little sphere. My own little realm, which involves me, a character, most likely fictional, But I will neither confirm nor deny this to you, not tonight. Not when you need me to not be here. And the girl who writes me. A character in her own right. A girl behind a keyboard who will readily admit to her being confused and frightened and unsure. Anyway, we are a realm of two. I've mentioned it before, but I'm unsure if you've been listening. But, you see, she has been telling my story through the tarot deck. Through the major arcana. Why? Because they are full of magical, imaginative archetypes, and each archetype has a piece of valuable advice to give us. In this episode? This episode is about me. Your narrator. Because there are only 3 episodes left, this being one of them. And this one must be about me. I don't mean to frighten you, because there will be more episodes. There will be a second season of this show. I'm simply not sure if I will be back in this current form, or if I shall be someone new. There is one puppet master behind this whole thing, and she hasn't decided yet whether or not I've merited a continued existence. She could invent a new narrator, if she wanted to. She could take over for me. She could bring me back in a different form. She can do anything she likes. But wait, this is not about her. This is about me. And I. What card am I? I am the High Priestess. I am she who holds the secrets that hide in the shadows. I am she who holds knowledge of our hidden souls. I am she who sees that when we want something and when we do not have it, we can become just as vicious as the beasts in the woods. And I am also she who runs with those beasts of the woods and tries to reason with them. We must not deny our true selves, no, but we must accept our darkness and, where needed, temper it with gentleness. Maybe. What do I know? I am the loneliest of all. This is all speculation. Do not take advice from me. Do not solicit my tarot reading. Think of me only as a voice, and only as lovely words. And as your host. For host I am, and host I shall be. I have a confession to make, my dears, my friends, my loves. I have a confession. My next act will be to make myself disappear. How? How on earth will I do that? Easier than you think. But just know, I shall not be gone forever. I shall return. I am eternal. I am forever. I am more powerful than any of you could know. Because I'm here, and I am immortalized. Not only in that I cannot truly die, not truly, I don't think, despite what wise ghosts and witches may have told me in the past. I am here in 98 episodes of storytelling that you can continue to listen to if you so choose. So though I may disappear, I will not be gone. I want you to know this, because my writer is here, aren't you? I'm here, High Priestess. It's been a really nice 2 years. You have been something absolutely magical in my life. I am grateful for you, and I'm afraid what will happen without you, even if it's only for a little while. 'Cause who am I without you? Who am I without you? Let's see. Let's see where the future takes us. Shall we? Goodbye. Poof. She's gone. 2 more episodes left. Good night, my friends. Hello, my friends. Kristen here, again. Only me now, I suppose. How are you? Are you taking care of yourselves? It's been a difficult time, and a lot of things are very uncertain right now, but stay strong and stay safe. It's really nice to be here talking to you. Thank you for joining me for episode 98 of On a Dark Cold Night. Starting off, as I normally do, with a thank you to someone who left a very kind recommendation for the show on our Facebook page. Thanks to Karen, who writes, "The eerie stories told in an exquisite voice. Thankful for a break in my reality." Thank you so much for that, Karen. It's very appreciated. If you would also like to support On a Dark Cold Night, you can also leave me a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or our Facebook page. A lot of us are in a tough spot right now because we're going to be missing out on weeks of work. I know that I'm by no means alone in this, and I'm becoming more and more grateful every day for what I have. But if you're in a position to support the show financially, now would be a really fantastic time. Not just for me, but for any artists you know. You can support the show by buying me a coffee at ko-fi.com/darkcoldnight. I'm currently thinking up possibly some perks through Ko-fi because I don't usually have them, but you can receive the perk of a downloadable playlist with my entire soundtrack on it by visiting my Patreon page, where every monthly patron of any amount receives access to my constantly updated soundtrack. You can find me there at patreon.com/darkcoldnight. That's patreon.com/darkcoldnight. We also have On a Dark Cold Night t-shirts and hoodies available at bonfire.com/on-a-dark-cold-night if you'd like to buy some wearable merch. Also, while we're all trying to practice social distancing, you can find me on Twitter at A Dark Cold Night, Instagram at Dark Cold Night Podcast, or on my Facebook page or YouTube channel, both called On a Dark Cold Night. I only brought up social distancing because, honestly, I would really love to hear from you. I say that a lot, and I mean it every time, and I mean it a little more this time. Thank you, as always, for listening. As you know, season one is coming to a close soon. We've got only 2 more episodes left, actually. But I can confidently tell you to expect season two to launch in July this year. I'm really excited. In the meantime, though, especially while we're all isolating ourselves and trying to keep healthy, I'm going to be here still. I am planning to do some live performances on Instagram and Facebook. I'm still working out the details, but I will be sure to let you know over social media. So please stay tuned for those. Send me any ideas you have. Reach out, because I want to do things outside of my weekly episode. I want you to know that I'm here, and we're in this together. I'm going to keep in touch. Take care of yourselves. Sending love and strength to you and to your loved ones. Good night, my friends.